NOAA officials insist that, quote, legal fishing activities will not be negatively impacted, end quote, by the expansion of the marine sanctuary. But opponents of the move don't believe it and fear their fishing rights will be restricted, especially around Niihau, and they angrily made their case during public hearings on Kauai's North Shore. Sanctuary Superintendent Malia Chow said she had received more than a dozen emails from supporters too intimidated to give public comment in the contentious hearings. Sanctuary Program Analyst Ann Walton added that anger about such proposed changes seems greater on Kauai than on other islands, and as a result, quote, many other voices and points of view get lost, end quote, rendering the hearings ineffective. NOAA's proposed expansion includes an additional 235 square miles of shallow state and federal waters, all less than 600 feet, around Oahu, Kauai, and Niihau. The move follows a 2012 finding by the sanctuary's advisory council that a more integrated approach to marine resource management was urgently needed. Federal rules prohibit harming humpback whales and other protected species, altering submerged lands, and allowing any discharges that can be detrimental to the environment within the sanctuary. But they do not affect legal fishing. The National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration's Hawaiian Islands Humpback Whale Marine Sanctuary is considered one of the most important humpback whale habitats in the world. The proposal would expand the sanctuary to a total area of 1,601 square miles. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Scott Jarman on Kauai.